First, to also add my two cents to the question from the president of the Russian Federation. The glossary or the ID lexicon that we use in UNMAS is a very technical glossary used, as Mr. Palomar has already said, on a tactical to operational level. It gives, it's set up as a, kind of like a logic tree to help give technical and tactical characterizations to the use of improvised explosive devices. This UNMAS ID lexicon has now been incorporated into the UN IED Threat Mitigation Handbook, which is part of the doctrine used by our peacekeepers in mission. And with that, we have expanded on the clientele that is now making use of this lexicon as such. The way that revision worked is the OMA, Office of Military Affairs within the United Nations headquarters, led a working group to revise all of the IED-related doctrine within the UN. And they finished this process over the over the past year, together with input of member states that were interested. I think there was a note verbal or something that went out last year, and then different member states contributed to the process. And now we have a revised IED threat mitigation handbook with all of the lessons learned from the past years, from the past from the different peacekeeping missions. And as an annex to that, we now have the IED lexicon in its latest revision that was agreed upon during that working group. And my guess is the next revision process of that will be coming next 3 to 5 years, as is typical for such standards. I'm not sure how to integrate that with a more strategic lexicon, but I'm sure there will be some cross-cutting, crossover from terminology that will have to be addressed. But I'm probably not the right person to answer who would lead that. That's how do you say, something that will probably have to be initiated by member states that are interested in forming such a cooperation. To address the question of the representative of Ireland concerning counter-US and how to deal with armed UAVs, our guiding principle is, as long as it flies, it's a UAS. And as has already been said, the UAS needs to be brought down or otherwise deterred from approaching our own position. And once it's down, we treat it as a remote control IED. Knowing all of the factors that influence UAVs, they have cameras, they will have an operator somewhere. So when then after the UAV is down, we then deal with the with the munition that's attached to it, with the explosives, through use of an IEDD operator, who will obviously take every necessary precaution needs to make sure that the UAV is not initiated. Thank you.